An almond grower prepares for the 2020 harvest. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. John Miller of John L. Miller Farms is busy this time of year.
Well, as far as the almond harvest goes, we are ready to go. Our equipment's ready. We've been working on it. We've got several shakers and several pickup machines and a number of sweepers. We do some commercial for almond harvest. The ground's ready. Well, we're still doing a little bit of weed spray, but it's all mowed down and ready to go.
Miller said one of the big challenges this year is not good.
A huge crop breaking down trees. So we just continue to pull out broken limbs and every now and then a broken tree.
And he said he's keeping the water going on those trees.
Now we haven't shut it off yet. We'll shut it off probably, but we've got one more irrigation on a flood piece of ground. Everything else is dripping micro. So we'll probably start shaking in about 2 to 3 weeks.
Miller said he usually delays almond harvest because he has to finish up his peach harvest at his operation in Stanislaus County.
And we try to get that pretty well wrapped up before we get into almonds to a labor situation. So we've got men to go around, try to kind of hold our nonpareil off a little bit because we're still into fruit harvest. Normally there's about 1 week overlap, but even with that way, we get it all taken care of. We got employees that have been with us for years and they seem to know what they're doing and looking forward to harvest.
We asked Miller about navel orangeworm pressure when he delays harvest.
Problems if it goes up to 2% off grade, but normally 1% or less, once in a while a little bit over, but no, we haven't had trouble. We do winter shake and blow and mow and so forth.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.